Rabbi Isai, I'd like to share with you an interesting discussion this evening, Be'ezus Hashem, that can be quite nogea, particularly in the winter months, but really the whole way through the year. And that is, if you have Shabbos clothing, which is wet when Shabbos came in, is there anything that you can do? It could be you've got a favorite garment, it could be that you're all out of socks or whatever it is, and when Shabbos, by the time Shabbos comes in, you see that it's still wet. The Noshim Tzidkonias were busy the whole day, and somehow something happened, it must have been Bekoach Nefesh, and your clothes were not dry on time. Is there anything, what are you allowed to do? Are you allowed to wear the clothes once they do become dry during Shabbos? It's a very interesting topic. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Shin Yud, Sif Gimel, Dovar Shehukta Ben Hashmoshes Osa Kol Hayom, something which for the entire duration of Ben Hashmoshes was Osa, didn't have any Hishtamshes, didn't have any utility, you weren't able to use it for the entire twilight period. Osa Kol Hayom, it's now going to be forbidden the whole way through Shabbos. So what comes out from there seemingly is that if you have something which when Shabbos comes in is very, very wet, and we know the Ramah says in Simon Shin Aleph, Se'if Memvov, the Ramah says that something which is very, very wet when Shabbos comes in, the Ramah says that something which is very wet is Mukta, because lest you come to do Sechita on it, lest you come to squeeze it. So we know that wet clothing is Mukta. So Lefi this Mishnah Berurah, Lefi this Shulchan Aruch, that we just said in Simon Shin Yud, that something which is mukta when Bein Hashmoshes during the twilight period is going to be awesome for the whole day. So therefore, it would seem that if you have something which is wet when Shabbos comes in, and it's totally drenching wet when Shabbos comes in, and you know that it won't be permitted, you know that it won't get dry, so then it's going to be osa for the whole of Shabbos. Now this is what the Mishnah Berurah says elsewhere. The Mishnah Berurah says in Simon Shin Ches, Se'if Samach Gimel, that if you have something, if something was really soaking wet when Shabbos comes in, osla tata v'cholip kol haShabbos, then you would not be allowed to move this the whole of Shabbos. It becomes completely mukta. However, if something is not so soaking wet, so then what's going to be the story over there? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Shin Yud, Sif Kotan Yud Tes, that he's speaking about grey brusut sumukim, he's speaking about a dry fruit. And he says that if this dry fruit, when Shabbos comes in, it's in a state where it's impossible it's going to be ready to eat on Shabbos, so then these dried fruits are going to be osa, they're going to be mukta for the whole of Shabbos. If, however, that's because it's gomro bidei shomayim, that's because it's not up to you, it's not something which is humanly you're able to impact on. However, something which is gomro bidei odom, something where you know it will become usable on Shabbos, then such a thing is not mukta. So he gives, for example, if you have some dried fruit that you've started putting water into on Erev Shabbos, so then when Shabbos comes in, it's not ready yet, you wouldn't drink such a thing, but later on during the duration of Shabbos, it's going to be fit for consumption. So such a thing is called gomru b'dei odom, and such a thing should be fine. So we see over here two concepts. One concept is something which is gomru b'dei odom, something which you know is going to become usable on Shabbos, so then such a thing is not mukta. When it becomes usable, but something which is so wet, something which is really soaking when Shabbos comes in, that will not be become dry for the duration of Shabbos, so then that is mukta for the whole of Shabbos. And this resolution between these two Mishnah Berurahs is explained by the Minchas Yitzchok in Aleph, Pei Aleph, and Minchas Shlomo, Siman Yud, and Sheva Halevi Aleph, Samach Beis, who all say that if clothing is only a little bit wet when Shabbos comes in, but during Shabbos, you know that it's going to dry, you've got good reason to believe it's going to dry, then it's not mukta. And then when it becomes dry on Shabbos, then you would be allowed to wear it. So the question that comes on from this is, what about using a dryer? You have a dryer at home, and you see just before Shabbos that all the socks are wet. Are you allowed to put it in a dryer before Shabbos comes in, so that on Shabbos it will become dry, and then you'll be allowed to use it? Now, of course, if by you opening the dryer, you're going to be impacting on anything electric, then of course you'd not be able to on Shabbos. That's Pashat Chilul Shabbos. We're talking about a scenario where the dryer, let's say, is on a timer. Once the timer is completed, then it turns itself off, and you just have to open a door, but you're not actually impacting on anything electric. Would you be allowed to put things in the dryer just before Shabbos comes in, so that they will dry, and it will go all the way into Shabbos, and then it will dry, let's say, an hour or two later, and then you'll be able to take it out, and you'll be able to use it. So according to what we've just said, the dryer is a case of Gomro Bidei Odom. It's something which, even though when Shabbos came in, it was soaking wet, but you know that within 90 minutes, however long it is, it's going to be dry. And therefore, this is a case of Gomru Bidei Odom, and therefore the clothing that's inside it is not mukta. This is in fact the way Rav Shlomo Zalman Erbach paskens in Minchas Shlomo Siman Yud Ha'orot Dalet. He's noita lahokel over there, that such a thing would actually be permitted. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein, he doesn't allow a dryer to be on past Shkia because of a separate halacha called Avshom Milsa. Avshom Milsa is where you have something which makes noise. So then people will think that you've turned it on Shabbos, even if you put it on before Shabbos. If this thing is going throughout the duration of Shabbos, people may think that you've turned it on actually on Shabbos. This is the concept of Avshom Milsa. For this reason, Shmuel Shabbos Kolchosa says that if you have if you ask a non-Jewish cleaner to wash the dishes for you, and she wants to put it in the dishwasher so that it's easier for herself. So the Shmuel Shabbos Kolchosa says that if it's a loud, noisy dishwasher, then she's not allowed because of Avshom Milsa. If, however, it's not such a loud dishwasher, you won't really be able to hear it from outside the room, then if she wants to do that, that's her geshef, that's her business, and she's you wouldn't have to stop her from doing that, that would be okay. So Rav Moshe Feinstein takes into account this concept of Avshom Milsa, and he says that past Shkia, a dryer should not be on because of Avshom Milsa. Like I say, Rav Shlomo Zalman Erbach, in Cheshlema, even though he does mention this regarding the washing machine, he's noita lahokel in a case where it's a tzorech, where your clothes, these are the clothes that you need to wear on Shabbos, he says that it would be permissible to put it in the dryer before Shabbos comes in, even though at that point it's totally not wearable, so that when Shabbos comes in, when it turns itself off, you'd be allowed to take it out of there. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman Erbach, and Kedai Lismo Yecholov, certainly in a Shas HaTzorech, though ideally, like Rav Moshe Feinstein says, we shouldn't make our Friday schedule so that happens every week. But if such a thing does happen on an occasional basis, there is room to be makel. Okay, it's a great pleasure for us.